The Czech Republic's new electronic cash register system, designed to provide the state with immediate information about cash transactions at venues, has entered a month-long trial period ahead of the official launch in December. Pubs, restaurants and hotels, to officially begin using the system first, have 30 days to get used to it. Jan Wellinger has more.
Establishments have 30 days to test run the country's new electronic cash register system. It's the brainchild of the Minister of Finance, Andrej Babiš, aimed at significantly scaling back tax evasion and consequently boosting revenues. The long-planned system electronically connects registers with an online tax authority, and it will be required for a majority of retailers eventually. The first phase affects drinks, food, and accommodation services. Ahead of the trial period and startup in December, Finance Minister Andrej Babiš expressed confidence that most entrepreneurs had by now been well informed about the changes ahead.
By now, I think that everyone is aware that the system launches in December. We made a lot of effort to get the word out, to give establishments time to prepare in advance.
But Czech TV reported on Monday, in fact, only around half of the establishments to be affected had picked up the relevant information ahead of time, and even fewer, only 20%, had already acquired the electronic device recording and relaying retail information. Some establishment owners said they were still finding out details about different cash register systems being developed. Others said that they were busy trying to find out what would happen when it came to unexpected glitches. Karel Havlíček, the head of the Association of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises and Crafts, explains.
They are trying to find out what happens when there is a power outage, when the internet is down or when their machine breaks.
Opposition party Topo 9, headed by former finance minister Miroslav Kalousek, who has often clashed with the man currently holding the job, tried to put brakes on the system, pushing for a significant delay before electronic cash registers were officially launched. The party made a last-ditch effort in September to slow down the process by 2 years, but that failed. Nor did the current finance minister see any reason to delay. He is hoping that additional tax revenues collected thanks to the new system could amount to as much as 18 billion crowns. That's the equivalent of roughly 666 million euros. After the first phase in December, retail and wholesale sellers will follow in March of next year, and the third and fourth phases affecting businesses in fields such as transport, agriculture, and craft production will launch in 2018.